This is Dan Sheridan bringing you the great news of God's transcendent grace. Happy Wednesday. It's hump day. Great to be with you today. Well, we're talking about the nature of man in these programs, a little series we're doing here. God wrote the manual because he's the creator of man, so he knows what man is. We're going to the correctly translated scriptures to get the truth about the nature of man. We've discussed how important it is to understand what exactly man is, and that's what we're trying to do in these programs, get the information from the correctly cut scriptures. Now, what is the soul? What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you think of a soul? Is it spooky? Is it a ghost? You know, I've heard people say that the soul is the part of man. If, you know, when he dies, it's like a ghost and you can throw a sheet over it and it looks like Casper or something. Another person actually said it's a peanut-shaped thing inside the body. That was a theologian who said that, a person who went to about 20 years of school and actually said it's like a peanut-shaped object. In the English, when people talk about the soul, they usually mean the spirit. That's how much confusion there is in this topic. Now, the Greek word for soul is psuche. The English words that come from this Greek word are usually wrong. In other words, they don't belong with the soul. For instance, the word psychology has to do with the mind. It has nothing to do with the soul, the sensations. That's what the word soul is. It has to do with sensations. And the word psychic, that's another example. It should refer to the soulish, the word psychic, but not. You know what a psychic is. It has something to do with something spiritual. So we must be retaught. There is so much confusion with this word. Now, to do that, we must look at the Word of God. We must go to Scripture and look up all the references to this word and the contexts of each occurrence. But English versions deprive us. We're kind of at a disadvantage because of the English versions. The Greek word psuche is translated life so often that distinctions God makes are obliterated. The distinction between soul and life is obliterated. The distinction between soul and spirit. Spirit's the source of all life. All these distinctions are obliterated by poor translated. Now, in the Hebrew, the word for soul is nephesh, and in Greek, it's psuche. Now, in the King James Bible, just using that for an example, that one Hebrew and Greek word is translated 44 different ways. Think about that. One word in Hebrew and Greek is translated 44 different ways. And I'm going to give you some examples. Here is how the word nephesh and psuche is translated. Check this out. In the King James Version, they translate the word by any appetite, beast. Can you imagine it? Appetite and beast, body, breath, creature, dead body, desire, fish, ghost. In another place, heart in another, hearty in another, him, life. Life is by far the how it's translated most times as life. Lust, man, me, mind, mortally, one, person, pleasure, self, they, thing, whither will, would have. Can you imagine the confusion going through that? How can you possibly come up with a conclusion? How can you possibly find the meaning of the word soul with so many variant translations? It's absolutely impossible. Thus, the translators have hidden the truth from us. Now, let me make a suggestion. Cross all of those translations out. Get rid of all of them and replace them with one word, soul. You can't go wrong. So the first thing we need to do is replace all those poor translations with the word soul, and then we have something to work with. And let me just suggest you can get that if you just had a concordant version. Now, some have suggested, and I was taught, that the soul meant life. Even one of my heroes, E.W. Bullinger, taught that, but he was dead wrong. If the soul meant life, what are you going to do with the first occurrence in which it appears? Why don't we look at it? The first time we read about soul in the book of Genesis is in verse chapter 1, verse 20. And Elohim said, "Let the waters swarm with the swarming thing, the living soul." That is, there it is in Genesis 1, verse 20. Of course, the King James doesn't even translate it here. So first, if soul meant life, why don't we translate it that way? And Elohim said, "Let the waters swarm with the swarming thing, the living life." That sounds ridiculous, don't it? It's not the living life, it's a living soul. How about in Genesis 2, verse 7, Yahweh Elohim formed the human out of soil from the ground, and he blew into his nostrils the breath of life, and the human became a living life? No, that's ridiculous. He became a living soul. There's another place in Job, chapter 10, verse 1, Job said, "My life is weary of my life." No, my soul is weary of my life. That's Job 10:1. You see, distinctions are there that we have to make to get at the facts. And in this program, that's all I want to do is give you the facts, first of all, in this word soul. Now, we come back tomorrow. I'm going to talk to you about the distinction between soul and spirit and what the soul actually speaks of. And also, I'm going to tell you a story about what happened when I was a pastor of a church a number of years back, and I wrote on a blackboard everyone's definition of soul. And when we compared the definitions that we came up with the Word of God, we ended up crossing off everyone else's definitions. And you know what? People got mad. They got mad that their idea of soul was different than God's. They preferred their own definition than God's. That's an amazing thing. So often people search the scriptures, not to get the truth, but they search the scriptures only to bolster up what they already wanted to say. That's a dangerous thing. We don't want to be like that. Well, this is Dan Sheridan again. I am on the road now. I'm hitting the road today. It is Wednesday, heading to Michigan to herald the evangel of God's grace. Pray for me. However, I will still be here tomorrow. These recordings will be up Thursday and Friday and Monday. So if you're listening and enjoying my travel, will not hinder the show being posted tomorrow and Friday. So I hope you enjoy and you're learning something. Again, this is Dan Sheridan. Thank you for listening. Remember this, the closer you draw near to God through the correctly cut, and might I say correctly translated scriptures, the less religious and ceremonial you will be.